Hey, I'm Ben.
I'm Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. How you doing?
How you feeling, Ben?
Great. We're here to make a project about something related to high school.
Yeah.
And we decided, in our infinite intellect, we decided to do our most embarrassing moments from us and other people around the school.
Yeah.
So we're going around the school and asking people what are the most embarrassing moments. And we even tell about our most embarrassing moments of high school. And, you know, it's going to be just the best.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be best.
Can't you tell by our enthusiasm?
I know. You can't see this because it's an audio, but I'm crossing my fingers and holding a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Totally fine. We're good.
Exactly.
All right, so, Rick.
My most embarrassing story happened a couple years ago in my sophomore history class. Me and my friend, let's call him
Joanna.
Sure. So, me and Joanna, we're sitting here in our class, and this is around the time when Overwatch came out, so there was a ton of, like, memes and hype surrounding Overwatch.
Still is, but go on.
Yeah. I mean, Overwatch
fun
is a dying game. Yeah. But, so there was this meme of a text between this dude and his friend. And all the picture was Lightning McQueen, but with McCree's, like, face. If I can find the...
I know what
you're
talking about.
You do?
I do. I'm understanding you so far.
We thought it would be a good idea to try and draw this. And we're sitting here, front of the fucking class, while our teacher's giving the lecture. And we're trying our hardest not to fucking die.
Wait, so where are you in the classroom?
Front seats.
Front seats?
In the front pod.
And you're trying not... And you're trying to draw...
Yeah.
McCree, but with the body of a Lightning McQueen, a race car.
Yep.
A cowboy, basically a race car with a cowboy head on it.
And I'm not even... We might still have the picture if it's there.
So you're just, like, trying to not crack up laughing in the middle of class?
Yeah. And so she takes note of this and just looks dead at us while we're trying our hardest not to die. And just says our names, and then tells us to leave.
Oh my gosh, that's brutal.
In the middle of a lecture.
Oh, that's terrible.
It sucked, but yeah, that's my most embarrassing story.
One of my most embarrassing high school stories happened just a couple days ago from when we're recording this over the weekend. So there was a children's play at school for this year, 2019 and late 2018. It was Junie B. Jones Jr., the musical, which is what we were performing. I auditioned and I got the part of basically ensemble and Mr. Wu, which is basically bus driver who does nothing, which is fine and good. Everything's going fine. And you have one of my parts, I have to sit up on stage like a jerk and just be like, move my arm around like I'm steering a wheel. It looks really dopey for me. And I'm just like, no one's paying attention to me. I know, but it feels like I am, and it was terrible. I did not like it, but luckily it was not a big deal to anyone else other than me. What happened was another person, a short guy, sophomore named Gabe, really good guy. He ended up auditioning, and he got the part of the lunch lady known as Gladys Gutsman, which there's a whole song and dance around, and there's a whole thing.
Oh boy.
Well, here's the thing though, he kind of had a lot of other priorities and doing a lot of other stuff at the time, so I ended up somehow becoming his understudy, and also, which by that, I got text on my phone like, how fast can you memorize? Why? You're now Gladys Gutsman, memorize in 2 days. Which I memorized, like, barely before the show, so I procrastinated a lot on that.
That's a mood.
Oh, it is. And what happened was, so the character of Gladys Gutsman, you have to, basically in the song, even in Kanasi of the Junie B. Jones universe, she has, like, part of my French here, but a fat ass. Even the kids in the song point out, her heart is just as big as her behind. And you, like, I have to dress as a woman, shoving a pillow in my sweatpants. I needed a belt for my sweatpants because they couldn't fit around the pillow. And it was just like, I had to back up, like, go ass first, like, through a line of kids. Just like, hello, kids, I am, but in a woman's voice. And honestly, that was incredible. It was a lot of fun, but it was just so embarrassing. And, you know, that happened a couple days ago and is now on the internet surrounding the school. So that's fun.
Yeah.
That's my embarrassing story.
My most embarrassing high school story is during gym, we were about to go inside because we were done playing golf because it was like the golf unit. And then as I was excited because it was finally over, and then I got to, it was like going to be break or the weekend, I started to run. But then there was a small indent in like, or there's like a small like dip. Anyways, there was a small divot, and then my foot got caught, and then I fell straight to the floor. And then a TA heard a huge thump, and he was like, whoa, did he break his shit? And then Nick, who's on the other side and of the cars, my water bottle rolled right underneath the car, and he started laughing as I was limping towards the door,
bleeding
profusely from my arm.
The kid, no.
So I was basically in my old high school, and we had this study hall class. And so then I remember I was specifically, you know, semi-loud in that class. So then, you know, it was an art teacher, you know, she was on part of that class. And I think I annoyed her a lot to the point where she literally exploded and saying that I was annoying. And I was annoying, and she just continued to yell at me in front of everybody, and I was just looking. So then I was like, what do I do here? So then, you know, I just kept my cool, you know, pretended I was crying. So then, you know, I wouldn't get that much in trouble.
So I think it was sophomore year. I was in small engines, and after one of my finals, I decided to go out to the garage to help the other small engines class. And Clayton was chasing me around with one of the little rags that you like twist up and you hit people with. And I tried to dodge it, but he ended up hitting me, and I was on like a puddle of oil, and I slipped and I fell into a car.
10 out of 10.
Wait, so what happened after that? Is that it? You just hit your head and you're like, done.
Everyone laughed at me.
No.
Understandable. I tried to say I was a badass.
Well, there was the podcast filled with embarrassing moments. Rick, anything to add to that?
Not that I can think of, no. Just thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and Mr. Cousins, give us an A.